Okay, welcome to part two of this audio boo. In the last audio boo, Casey, I happened to come across this one first. We need to go and check out the part one of this boo, my Greyhound adventure. But anyway, I was talking about how my trip back from Oxford Anniston, where I'd spent 3 weeks with my darling now wife, Delma, that will come up in another audio boo. I did do one about about Alabama rain, where I was down in Heflin. But anyway, the last boo, I was talking about my Greyhound adventure, and I talked about how the my ticket was changed, and in Atlanta, where my baggage was, and then the run around the chaos in Atlanta, and the long layovers, and I just talked about where I'd gotten into Buffalo at 2:05 a.m. yesterday morning, Wednesday morning, July 18th. So anyway, as I arrived there, I got off the bus and had my claim ticket with me to claim my baggage. And, well, some guy went to look for it. He went and looked, and a few minutes, and then a couple minutes, I thought, oh, this doesn't look good. And I was right, because my bag was nowhere to be seen. It was a large suitcase. I had a lot of stuff in there. Most of my summer clothes was in there. I had several shirts, about four pairs of shorts. I don't know how many pairs of socks, shirts, and most of my short sleeve shirts. I maybe have a few here. My underwear, and so that's pretty. And some sleep shorts. I do have a pair or two around here, fortunately. But that got lost. It didn't make it. So I don't know if in Atlanta, in these changing of the buses, it got separated, and so I don't know. So that's, of course, the big deal, the lost baggage. So then I was to have a 5-hour layover in Buffalo, and the gentleman there, his name was Chris. He was very good and helpful. He got right on it. Checked with Cleveland, of course, to see first if the bags made it there, and they said they didn't see anything, so he was supposed to check with Atlanta. I hadn't heard anything, and it was getting close to when my bus was to leave when I still hadn't heard, and I went to the counter a couple times, asked, and he finally got up with me before I left, and he told me that, yeah, well, I checked with Atlanta, they said it wasn't there, so maybe it was en route, so you have to go fill out a form when you get to St. Catharines to clear customs, so if they can send it through customs, it can go through, because it will be unattended with a passenger. So, with that said, I had to go back to St. Catharines and over the border without my bag. So I went to the terminal here, and the guy didn't really want to help me fill it out. He said, "You should have been doing this in Buffalo." And I said, "Yeah, I know. Yeah," I said. "Well, they told me that they told me to come here and do it." And they said, "Well, you should have done it there." And then so he went and got a form, and I said, "Well, I'm going to need some help filling it out, and as well, you know, well, you have to get somebody to do it for, you know, something about." He basically didn't want to do it, so I thought, okay. So I had to come back here and get some help filling it out. And so I had to go back to the bus station, take this thing to the bus station, and drop it off. So they took it. So, I mean, I guess it was a different guy, because he was more helpful. He checked it to make sure everything would be okay. And so they're going to take it from there. So all I can do is wait. So today I call Greyhound, their main customer service number, the 214 number. And so they give them my baggage claim number and the ticket number, confirmation number. So they have that, and just gave them a kind of a description of the luggage and my name and my telephone number. So they have that. So now all I can do is wait and hopefully get something back from them. So yeah, that was an adventure with the layovers and all that. And I know too, one thing that kind of, not about this trip, but about other trips I've taken with Greyhound, were they tell you how time the layovers are a lot longer than expected. But anyway, I won't get into that now, because I see time's almost up here again. So thanks everyone for listening, and have a good day. Take care.